We know that the impact of the pandemic has been devastating around the world for people who work in industries most affected, for people who run small businesses. We also know that there is a disproportionate effect on women globally, and in particular, women in developing countries. Finca Canada is an organization that aims to support economic growth in many of those developing countries, and it has recently launched the Opportunity Campaign. Love that play on words there, capitalizing the H-E-R. Linda Bryson is Deputy Director at Finca Canada. She joins us now to talk about this campaign. Hello there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Finca Canada is what?
Finca Canada is part of the global Finca network. And what we do, we work in developing countries to help individuals, and in Finca Canada particularly, to help women become financially healthy and to lift themselves out of poverty by providing microloans and all the other supports, including financial literacy and business training, to help them succeed.
What is the Opportunity Campaign?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So
imagine if I didn't. Imagine if we talked about our favorite Netflix shows and the weather and how I just want to get a haircut more than anything else in the world. And I completely forgot to talk to you about the reason you're here.
Well, we could have a whole conversation about all those things too, I'm sure. But for the Opportunity Campaign, listen, the pandemic has really not just been a health crisis, it's been an economic crisis, and nowhere are they harder hit than in developing countries. So Finca Canada has partnered with the government of Canada because they know that the plan that we have to help people lift themselves out of poverty and to survive the pandemic, the economic toll is really the right strategy to go. What we do is we work with women, provide some capital. We loan them very small microloans, $500 in some cases or lower, so that they can either increase their products or, for example, buy some seeds to plant more in their farm so that they can yield more produce. That's the kind of thing that we do. And we couple that with financial literacy, savings training, financial resilience training, and other specialized products. We have the opportunity with the government of Canada right now because they believe in our strategy so much that they will match every dollar donated with $4. Because we are trying to reach 120,000 women. We have identified them. They need our help. Wow. They're waiting for us. So we've identified them in Haiti and DRC, and we have the strategy to help them now. We just need that initial injection of cash.
DRC, is that Congo?
That is the Democratic Republic of the Congo in
yes.
Sub-Saharan Africa.
Tell us why those two countries in particular.
Great. So I don't know if you're aware, but 47 million women are at risk of falling into extreme poverty by the end of 2021. Mm. And that means living on less than $1.90 a day. So when we think about how we're going to affect this, we really have to think about how we can help them get back on their feet more so than how we can provide aid to them to get them through this moment. We're looking for long-term sustainable solutions to give them that step up so that they can start to make good financial choices, start to invest in their own savings, and use the tools that they're currently not available to them. 80% of the people living in sub-Saharan Africa are working in the informal economy. They have no safety net at all. They usually have their own small enterprises in the marketplace, women especially, and they don't have an ability to plan ahead. They make the money that they're going to spend day by day. When we work with them, what we're trying to do is help them to develop their business, plan ahead, get the resources that they need. And many times, women especially invest back in their family 80% more often than men, who only do it 40% of the time. So when we invest in women to grow their business and allow them to grow their business, then we're really investing in children's education. We're investing in good nutrition. We're investing in clean water for the entire community. So this is a strategy to not just help individual families, but to actually really do international development and lift communities out of poverty.
We have been talking about microloans and microfinance, we being like personal finance people, for two decades. What is the way that that is being brought to market now that is different than 20 years ago? For example, has the cell phone enabled outreach in a way that we couldn't have even imagined a decade ago?
Absolutely. And Finca already had it in their plans. We had been working on a plan to digitize our services because, as you can imagine, in Haiti and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, there are really remote communities. Mm. They're not connected. And it can sometimes take up to an 8-hour bus ride and the cost of an entire day's wage to get to a bank branch. So that's not practical. We work with the Global Finca Network that has 36 branches in the two countries that we work, but that's not enough. So before the pandemic, we had already begun to digitize our services and to have people have access just through a simple cell phone, not even a smartphone. They can do it through SMS.
Good old flip phone from 2002.
Now, the pandemic has totally, like everything else, taxis and Uber and everything else, it has just accelerated what was inevitable. So we're doubling down on our digitization. And we've actually, along with increasing our ability to communicate through cell phones and to provide transactions through cell phones, we're also introducing community banking agencies. And these are actual people that have businesses within local markets and rural communities. We set them up as Finca community banking agencies, and they have the technology to access their bank account and get quick and easy financial literacy advice or business advice from those agents. We've increased that by 2,000 already. And this year, if we can get the support, we're going to increase it by almost another 500 in those two countries.
You talked about the multiplier effect that the government is going to enable the opportunity campaign. Give us the call to action in the straightest possible terms you can. What is the website? What is your financial ask? When should people get out their credit cards?
Listen, for this year, in 2021, the government of Canada is matching every dollar donated with $4. We need to raise $1.2 million to help 120,000 women in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Haiti to lift themselves out of poverty. We need the public support. This is not an offer that we generally have, and we can make such a huge difference. Our website is Finca. FINCA Canada.org. And I encourage you to check us out.
I am sure, well, I'm not sure. I would expect that one of the reasons you do this work and that people focus their careers and their lives on the nonprofit sector is because there is something about the stories of the recipients of your efforts that resonates and touches you to the core. Can you give me an example of where you have seen that in your work with Finca Canada, in particular with women?
Yeah, you know, there's this one woman, Eugenie, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. She started receiving, I think she got her first loan from Finca about a decade ago. She was a seamstress and she was sewing clothes and selling them successfully. And with her loan, she was able to buy a sewing machine. And then, of course, her productivity increased and so did her earnings. Over the years, she hired 8 other women from her community to work for her. And they were doing really, really well. And then the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. She had to let 6 of them go immediately, and they had no other source of income. 3 of them were widows because of the ongoing, you know, conflict in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. That's quite common. So she went to her Finca rep, and she was able to renegotiate her loan, get some business advice. She pivoted her business to sell masks. Finca Canada helped, or I'm sorry, Finca in DRC helped her get online. And she increased her productivity so much that she hired back 5 of the 6 women. Wow. And I heard just last week, she hired the last one back. So this is the kind of stuff we can do to help women help themselves.
Linda, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Linda Bryson, Deputy Director at Finca Canada. She was here to talk about the Opportunity campaign, Opportunity. You can find out more about it online, but the thing to know is every dollar that you contribute is going to be 4x magnetized, magnified by 4.